Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Do me a favor. Write this down. No risk, no story. It's this simple, right? Like, if you're not going to take a risk, you don't freaking deserve the story, okay?
No risk, no reward. I mean,
why not take a chance trying to do something that seems impossible that might work?
Are you willing to play at that level? Are you willing to risk it all to gain it all? Are you willing? Today is where the rubber meets the road.
It's like, no risk, no reward. If you want to take the risk, you won't get the reward. So it's like,
some say it's worth the wait. I say it's worth risk. I'm telling you to risk it all for something that will last forever. Will you stay mediocre for the rest of your life, or will you dig down deep and bring the greatness that lies inside of you to the world?
No risk, no reward. No risk, no story. No risk, no champion.
I'm gonna take that chance. They say turns you into champions.
Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. In order for something to change, there needs to be change.
They'd say, well, I'm afraid to make a change. And I'd say, well, that's okay. That's understandable. How afraid are you of not making a change? Let's make a little vision of that. You're 35, you hate your job. What's the consequence? You're not motivated. You don't want to get out of bed in the morning. You're starting to get depressed. You're getting bitter. You're getting resentful. You're getting cynical. You're amotivated at work. You're not doing a very good job. And you're starting to shrink. Now play that out for 10 years. You don't change it. You don't fix it. And what happens? You're going to be in the same situation, but 10 years older. And if you can't get out of that situation now, what the hell makes you think you're going to get out of it in 10 years?
You're only seeing what's in front of you. You're not seeing what's above you.
I can't change the beginning, but could I change the middle? Could I change? Can I edit that story, rewrite that story, and change my entire life?
Everybody's so crippled by decisions, but you never know how the other thing worked out. Let me give you an example. Let's say you don't go to college and you start this business and you were 100% right and it's huge and you're doing so great. Yeah. But because you did that, you had to fly to America for a big meeting and your plane crashed and you died. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Or you think you're gonna go to college because it's a good experience and you'll meet people. You can meet people in a business. You're not gonna know. I think people overthink decisions. You'll never know what the alternative would have been. So just pick one and do it.
Change is inevitable. And you are either changing for the worse or changing for the better. You decide.
I hope I do not believe in you more than you believe in yourself. Now listen to me, guys. The transition's going to be hard. I'm not gonna lie to you. Go from being on the block, going to be a high school dropout, to getting a GED, the transition is not easy. So what happens? In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any man to transit, listen to me, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. Listen to me very closely. I didn't come in here to tell you you're gonna finish school. I came to ask you what's next. I came to ask you what's next. For me, it's the Nobel Prize.
I always think about other people that's going through a tougher life than I am. What if I had to change places? Would I trade places?
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
You know, there's something I would always say to people from time to time. If I could take out a piece of paper and write down my problems, and you could take out a piece of paper and write down your problems, and we exchange those papers, and I'm thinking I got such a tough, tough life, and you may have a tough life, but I pick up your paper, the one you may have written on, and I'm looking like, wow, I thought I had it bad. And then the other person say, hey, you got it a lot better than I do. You know what I would do? I would say, give me my paper back. I'll take my problems back. The point that I'm saying is this. I didn't put myself in such a pity party position to where I felt, why me? Why not me? Why shouldn't I go through this? See, you have to know, and I believe this even more, there can never be anything good unless there's some bad along the way. There has to be a challenge. There has to be a struggle. There has to be some setbacks. You cannot think in your mind that that's all you're good for is the good things. How good are you when you're at your weakest point in your life? Where are you when you're at the down low of your life? Then what do you do?
You are either going to evolve or expire. See, everything changes. The economy changes. Relationships changes. We change mentally and emotionally and physically. And you are either dying or you are either living.
How am I a different person than I was this morning when I woke up? The initial reaction would be, I'm not. It's only been like 12 hours. How could I be different? But if I really think about it, what do I now know that I didn't know before? What experiences have I had that my prior self hadn't had when I had just woken up? And if I actually think about it, just like gratitude, I'm creating the frame of my past. I actually can and do see that I am different than my past self, even 12, 13 hours ago or the night before. And by appreciating that, I now acknowledge that I've changed, which increases my psychological flexibility. It allows me to see that I am not the same person, that I am growing, that I am evolving, which is really useful for then thinking of your future self as a different person.
You don't know. Like there's no time machine, there's no future machine. We're all overanalyzing everything. Like, how do you know? You don't. Like, this is why I keep trying to push people. The only thing that I know seems practical is, are you happy? Are you happy today? Feels like it's the right thing. Are you, like, this is important. It's, you can't analyze. Like, I didn't know that starting a YouTube show for my wine business was gonna be the reason that I was gonna have a huge investing career. I couldn't see that.
This 30 seconds is your life passing you by, an opportunity to change. It's your prerogative. You wanna go down the path you have right now of your life and where it's going, or do you see an alternate path that's not flatline, but climbing up an echelon of remembrance, a possibility where dreams exist, legacy exists, the possibility of change. So within the grasp of these hands, within the grasp of 30 seconds, it's within you. You had the will. You're here. I know you had the will. You have the intestinal fortitude. You have the want of change.
You only live once. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't be afraid to fail.
How do you know true strength when you never tasted the roots? When you never was down on your luck? When you were at the bottom? I had to ask myself something. And I realized, you gotta go through this hell, man. This is it. Because as long as you're living, you gotta keep moving.
It all starts with a thought. But changing your thoughts is easy, it's free, can be instant. What's the point of making it complicated? How does that help anyone who says, well, I'm messed up and so hard to change and people can't change. It's like, well, that's not correct. Who taught you that? From the minute you're born, you're changing. Oh, you know, it's long and arduous to recover. No, it isn't. Some people recover like that. Some people don't, but you could be one of the ones that changes your thoughts, changes your feelings, changes your actions after all.
When do you experience the positive emotion that's associated with happiness? The answer is, not when you've attained a goal, but when you're pursuing one.
Don't you realize excuses will kill you? It will destroy your well-being. And the more excuses you make, the less effort you're gonna give.
There's a million things I've done wrong. It's because I didn't do something that would have sent me somewhere else, but I have no idea. You don't know. You don't.
If you do not apply what you hear and it goes over your head, you will miss your moment.
Nothing changes if nothing changes, man.
We gotta take responsibility and we have to pay the price of results. Everybody pays, and results have a price, and regret have a price. Count up the costs and pay the price. And hear me well, nobody's gonna pay it for you. So acknowledge the risk, make the investment, reap the rewards.
I'm just binary, black and white. Switch on or switch off, hustle mode on. I mean, the amount of people that are half pregnant, kind of into it, sorta, shoulda, coulda, little, kinda. You have their whole life in front of you, and why not try to achieve greatness ASAP? Like, go for it. Like, just go for it blindly. Experience is a gift and a real leverage, but naivete and blind faith and not knowing the rules is also a real advantage. And so if I was 20, I would just get real serious on my naivete and go all in blindly, run through the wall.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
And there is a literature, too, that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back on their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things.
You think that everybody's paying attention. And because of that, it kind of controls how you think. And even when I was young and fearless and nothing to lose, I was still so cognizant of, like, how are people going to react to this? And what's the best way to do? Like, I was so aware. And the reality is nobody gives a shit. Everybody is so focused on themselves in this world. Nobody has time for you. And the sooner you accept that as a creative person, the sooner you're free. Like, you're totally free. Like, do exactly what feels right to you.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. So I had to be here. I had to come. Even though I was afraid I might make a fool of myself. In fact, if you really want to know the truth, I had to come exactly because I might make a fool of myself.
There's redemptive mistakes. And a redemptive mistake would be a mistake that you make when you go out and try to do something. You know, you think, okay, I'm going to try to do this. And you're not good at it. You make a bunch of mistakes. It's like, what's the consequence if you pay attention? You're not quite so stupid anymore. That's the thing, is you've been informed by the results of your error. And as you take stumbling steps towards it, you become illuminated and enlightened and informed. Because of the nature of your experience, because you're pushing yourself beyond where you are and you're going into the country that you have not yet been in.
The decision to leave Baltimore, which is where I was from, to quit that path, to decide to start a business of my own, was still to this day the hardest thing I've ever done. By far, all the things we've been through to build what we have, the hardest decision was taking the leap for me.
The reason people are scared of the world is they actually think getting fired or having their startup fail or them not being able to be an influencer because nobody gave a fuck is a bad thing, when I think it's a great thing. The reason you won't do something is
you are too insecure to do it.
There's more at stake today than in any story ever told. And how lucky you are that you're here and you're you. And how lucky we are that you're here and you are you. I hope you'll turn toward the problem of your choosing. I hope you'll drop everything, and I hope you'll solve it. This is your life. This is your moment, and it is all down to you. Ready, player one, your game begins now.
And you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and then you're gonna win. And that's life. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live. Eventually, inaction will cost you. But your default setting should be, I'm going to do something. Just get up, move towards that challenge, and go attack it. Go do something that's hard.
Struggle sucks.
Depends on how you frame it. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you can be more prepared for. Because we're gonna have wins, we're gonna have losses. We're gonna have successes, we're gonna have failures. We're gonna have good nights, we're gonna have bad nights. We're gonna have good relationships, we're gonna have bad relationships. We're gonna have good ideas and bad ideas. We're gonna make money, we're gonna lose money. All these things are gonna happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's gonna be problematic. Embrace those emotions, but don't let those emotions embrace you. Keep pushing through things that suck. This is a very difficult thing to do because it hurts. I'm gonna go forward, I'm not gonna quit, so I'm gonna go forward, bring it on.
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal, and you're not walking in it.
When you actually understand it, it's actually fundamentally true. You are capable of doing anything. You are capable of all of it.
But I can't activate something in you that you gotta activate that.
Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
Okay, why not me? I've already overcome this. Why can't I go and start a company? Why can't I build something that's meaningful? Because if I looked at it the other way, and started to take, you know, the count of, okay, well, I can't do this because of where I come from. I can't do this because of how I look. I can't do this. I wouldn't start anything. Everybody would wake up each day doing subtraction. I look at my life as addition.
We have to decide, are you in a place where you are ready to actually shift and do and execute on why you're here? All of that is foundationally on your own self-awareness of who you are, being accountable, and most importantly, finally cutting out the cancer of insecurity out of your body on the things that have always been there by shedding light.
This is what you believe is possible, is your mindset. It is what you believe you are capable of. It is what you believe you deserve.
Tell yourself that you deserve to be happy and you deserve to be fulfilled. You will start to see reasons for it.
Ask yourself, all these amazing adventures came from somewhere. Why not you? Why can't you be the one that comes up with that next great idea?
Ask the question when you're thinking big, why not you? And answer it. I'm not just doing this motivational video, why not you? Why shouldn't you win? No, forget motivation, let's get logical. Why not you? Actually answer that. Why can't you be somebody that can do something in your business that's never been done before? Why not you? Answer it.
If I want to change my life, it starts with my action. It starts with me waking up every day having a plan and not just moving off emotion.
The greatest fundamental challenge in the world is figure out who are you.
Who am I?
Who am I and what do I want?
Who am I, what do I want, what's important to me, and then live that.
What do I want today? What do I want out of this day?
What do I feel at the core? Because it's yours.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing.
And by the way, why not you? You know, why not you? Why can't it be you? You know, what about you is less than, that you are telling yourself is less than? Why not you? You know, every one of us is so unique and so special. Why not you?
You are unique and you have gifts to give. What keeps you from giving them? Fear.
And what we are capable of doing is amazing. Just do it. You are able to do so much more.
Instead of saying, I can't do this, I can't do that, I failed at this, I'm incapable of this, you can do this. Like, it's going to be okay. Don't let fear hold you back. Things can be scary and you can push through them.
Are you going to have thoughts come to your mind of why you can't get it? You have the ability in your conscious mind to reject that idea, kick it out of your mind. Thinking of why you can't do something is never going to do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it.
The way I look at it within myself, why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why not.
I need you to know that you're enough. I need you to know that you're qualified. I need you to know that you're called, you're armed, and you're dangerous. I'm talking about wisdom, knowledge, power, authority. I need you to know that all you have is all you need.
Anybody is capable of achieving anything. I actually believe that because I think human beings are designed to change. You're capable of breaking any pattern. You're capable of getting control of your health. You're capable of launching a business. You're capable of making millions of dollars. You're capable of healing your trauma, of finding love, of doing absolutely anything that you put your mind to. As long as you are willing to do the work for it and as long as you give up your timeline. Because I do believe that people who put in the work get rewarded. But you just might not get rewarded when you think you're going to be. And it might not be the reward that you thought you were going to get.
But you have something unique within inside of you. You have more to offer, not only yourself, but the rest of the world. Know that you matter. Know that your purpose matters.
Let me be the first to tell you, there is none like you in all of the earth. And I'm just wondering if you are bold enough and courageous enough to believe what I'm saying. You are enough.
So why not you?
You can do anything.
And I think one of the most powerful things that you can cultivate with yourself is being able every single day to have a level of trust in your life, in the magic of things, in yourself, to know that this moment right now is also a dot on the map of your life. And 5, 10, 20 years from now, you will look back on this moment and you will know exactly why this happened. And why it happened is it was preparing you for something. It was giving you a skill or an experience or some wisdom or a relationship that you're going to need for something extraordinary that's coming. And when you believe that, it gives you the strength to face absolutely anything.
What are you going to do with what you have? I'm not talking about how much you have. Some of you are business majors. Some of you are theologians, nurses, sociologists. Some of you have money. Some of you have patience. Some of you have kindness. Some of you have love. Some of you have the gift of long suffering. Whatever it is, whatever your gift is, what are you going to do with what you have?
They say the true hell is when the person that you are meets the person you could have been.
My biggest fear in life is if there is a final resting place in this world and there's a final judgment and you talk to something much bigger than you. I don't want to sit down and have a conversation with someone with something that says, you're in heaven, this is what you should have been on earth. And are you really in heaven now or are you in hell? Thinking about how much I left on the table for fear.
So imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential, The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Why not you?
That's the game, right? Like, either you're right or you're wrong. Either you win or you lose. But if you're going to come to me and tell me you don't have time, in a world where I work every fucking second for 18 hours a day, right? You're going to have a tough time making me feel bad that it's not happening for you, because that's part of it.
It's simple. It's now or never time.
What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
So it all comes down to this moment. This moment is the only time we can transform. And I say joy now or never.
Don't miss the opportunity of this moment. Because the days are going to be long, but the months will be short.
You have an opportunity. Seize the opportunity.
We all get wake-up calls. We get wake-up calls in our relationship. We get wake-up calls in our finances. And some people, the phone's ringing off the hook right now. They're getting wake-up calls on a bunch of things. They're at home with their family, and they're starting to realize, I was disconnected from my family. I haven't been plugged in. They got a wake-up call on their relationships at home. They've gotten a wake-up call on, you know, I don't have any savings, and I'm deeply in debt. This isn't working. And so the cool thing is, when you get the call, then you have to make the choice. Are you going to answer the phone? And if you pick the phone up, that means, baby, it's time to change. Are you going to answer the phone? Are you going to change your life where you say, never again?
Maybe it's time to increase your quality of life. Maybe instead of staying in the middle back seat, right, it's time to upgrade to the exit row.
Right, or business class.
Or maybe it's time to eat at a different restaurant. Maybe it's time to really think about your money dial and say, hey, I always claim that wellness is important, and yet I'm still eating like the same old thing I used to eat 10 years ago. Maybe it's time to upgrade what I eat and where I work out and all that kind of stuff, my gear. You can do that. Yeah. You've made it. You already won the basic game. So right, now you get to benefit from it.
I believe if you're the kind of person that has spent too much time thinking about where to go, then it's time to get in the car and start driving.
And you have to be able to pivot quickly. You have to be able to adjust fast. You have to constantly be aware of the changes around you. And you don't have time to kind of say, well, I'm going to give it 6 months and think about it. You know, you give it 6 days and hit it. The fastest person doesn't win the race. It's the person who starts first.
Be the now what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect the later. Be the person you want to look in the mirror. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. Unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different.
Absolutely, you do whatever it takes, okay? Even if it risks your life, that's your dream. I made the decision that, look, this is what I want to do. Somebody's give me an opportunity, I'm gonna take advantage of it. I have 24 hours in the day. I try to take advantage of every hour.
Yeah, most days I just want to wake up and make the most of the time I have. I realize it's finite,
yeah,
and that I think I'm here for some purpose. That's what I was trained to believe my own family spiritually, like, yes, we're all here for some purpose to give. Then mostly I'm just like constantly worried that I'm not fulfilling that promise.
Mm.
I was like, wow, if I'm not pushing myself to do more, and to have more impact, then I'm not really taking full advantage of why I'm here.
Because if you spend your time learning too much and never acting, you're going to fail, right? If you spend your time acting, but you're never learning what you're doing, you're going to fail. If you spend your time chasing opportunity and never doing anything, you're going to be at best in some famous person's entourage, right? I think that's how those people end up there, because you see opportunity, but you never act.
As humans, I've realized, like, we all have these reservoirs of this untapped potential inside of us and can achieve these extraordinary things when we're focused, when we shine positivity and light, when we lean into those that we love and uplift and co-create together.
But we usually don't pay attention to what's here right now. Right now, you and I are here. Everything we think our story is, our accomplishments, our problems, are BS. We're just this moment.
That's true.
And everyone watching this, if you really understand the highest truth of what's going on, we're all even. There's no, this person is better or less, or, and there's none of that. We're just this space that's here. Now from here, you have sky's the limit possibilities.
I chased opportunity, like viciously chased opportunity. Then I learned once I got there, and then I didn't hesitate to apply it.
You know, the worst thing you could ever do is if you're pursuing the wrong dream or if your dream changes and you don't change with it.
I know from a personal level what that feels like, to be in pain or to feel like you're not worthy or that, you know, you're never going to be anything.
And I was like, you know what? It's time for me to free my own mind.
Yeah.
And resentment and anger and all these things that I kind of will just keep internally. It's time to rewrite this story.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you.
Now is your time. It's your moment. It is your day. Now is your time to win. Now is your time to make a difference. Now is your time to have an impact. Now is your time to make straight A's. Now is your time to be noticed. Now is your time to be heard. Now is your time to be seen. Now is your time to do this thing. It's your moment.
The only belief that matters is that if you put time and energy into getting better at something, you'll actually get better. And that those skills have utility. And typically when somebody learns something easier, we say, oh, they were born with it. But the reality is they get a disproportionate return on the amount of time that they spend studying that thing. They still have to study that thing. And so you don't find people achieving just levels of greatness. You know, even take a LeBron, who the amount of time that he spends working on his craft, making sure that his body's in peak physical condition, reading the game, all of that. He has to do all that, even though he has also incredible natural talent. So it can be useful to look for areas where, hey, I have a love for this thing and I'm good at it. I get a disproportionate return. That's a better way to think of it. That when I put energy into learning this thing, I get maybe 1.3x return on that versus somebody else who might get a 0.7 return. But what I want everybody to understand is you get a return. And so once you understand that you get a return, it may take you longer. You may have to work harder than somebody else. But if you love it enough and you want to be that thing, then you can become that thing.
But now is your moment. Now is your time. Now's the time where the talking is done. Now is the moment where you got to make a decision. And the decision is simply this: are you ready to take the next step? Are you ready to start the new chapter? Are you ready to go and build a legacy? Are you ready? Are you ready?
There is no tomorrow.
You wouldn't have suffered enough.
I've been suffering all my life.
I'm sorry. It's not enough.
The amount of suffering that you understand, the amount of pain that you've gone through, makes you appreciate the happiness and the beautiful moments with much more intensity.
You know what it's like to be poor, and you know what it's like to work hard. And you will want so much for them to like you, and they just won't. And it'll break your heart. And that'll make your heart bigger and open your eyes, and finally you will realize that there's more to life than proving you're the smartest person in the world.
This whole thing about suffering,
Yeah, it sucks. Really bad. Really, really bad. But we all live on this side of suffering. On this side. This nice box that's very comfortable, that we know when everything's gonna happen. We're in it, it's good. We know how everything's gonna turn out. It's those few people who are willing to go on this side of suffering. And once they get through that, ask him how he feels now. His mind, how far he grew. In that short period of time, he grew so much more than the normal person because he was willing to go outside himself. Because on the other end of suffering is greatness.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision. But the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's the uphill climb that it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, that's experienced in relationship to a goal. And so in some sense, you want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
Because you wouldn't have prayed like you pray had you not been hurt. You wouldn't love like you love had you not been hurt, because you know what it's like to hate somebody. So you refuse to go down that path.
Feelings has nothing to do with it. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do the things that I don't feel like doing. I'm going to do the things I don't want to do. I'm going to do the things that don't come easy to me, that do not come natural to me. I'm going to get up and do it. You can't live your life on feelings. You cannot let your feelings dictate what you are or are not going to do today.
Don't get that fire inside to make it happen out there until you go to the fire in here.
Leaving it all here, expecting it all out there. That's how it works. When you leave it all here, guys, you then have the right to expect it all out there. It doesn't work the other way around. You can't half-ass it here and expect anything but a half-ass life out there.
You know, it doesn't get easy, my friend. Running 12-plus miles a day, doing 800-plus push-ups a day, lifting weights every single day, working two jobs, working out of my comfort zone at the club. But it's worth it. Because if you think it's about fitness, you're wrong. If you think it's about the money, you're wrong. Because it all goes back to one point. One important point, my friend. I'm in it for the mentality. The mentality to keep going, no matter what happens.
Nothing should be easy. If it's easy, it's not going to be worth doing. So many people love to have the opportunity to find the easy way out and celebrate something that they never really worked hard to get. It gives you an opportunity to appreciate the challenges more, the letdowns, the failures. It gives you more ammunition, so when you do eventually get to where you want to be, just in case that moment comes and you get knocked back down, you understand what it feels like, and you know you're not going to stay down for very long because you know what that ground feels like.
This life is relentless. You better keep coming back from all your failures, all your doubts, all your shit. You better keep fighting, keep getting up. Never fucking lay down for shit. That's one thing we should all agree on. If you've been broken once, you know how that feels. That means try and break me again. One thing in life, suffering has no expiration date. It don't give a if you're black, white, poor, rich, where you come from, how you were raised. It will keep coming after you. Stay home.
It hurts,
when we lifting these weights and we're trying to accomplish a goal. It hurts. It's painful. It's daunting. It's cumbersome. I don't want to do it. I'm sweating. I'm bleeding. I'm crying. I'm suffering. But after I've suffered, there is a reward. See, we spend too much time thinking about how bad it hurts instead of how good the future will be after the pain. And so after the blood, after the sweat, after the tears, after I've cried all I'm going to cry, I want to use the pain to my advantage.
At what age should you have everything together? For us normal people, it takes time. Because not only do you have to mature and grow, there's things in life that if you have a big enough dream, you're not the person you need to be right now to fulfill that dream. Now you keep moving towards it. You keep doing what needs to be done. But at the same time, you realize that you yourself are gaining in knowledge and in experience and in personal growth.
Do you still struggle with all of this that you talk about?
Oh my God.
Like,
yes. That's why I'm so fucking relatable. I do not have this stuff figured out. I am shoulder to shoulder with everybody.
They look and see, and then are quick to adjudge your ability. But they weren't there. They weren't there through the struggle. They weren't there through the sleepless nights. They weren't there through the pain. They weren't there through the trauma. They weren't there through the tears. They weren't there to pick you up. You did that. So what gives them the right? What gives them the right to judge you? They don't know your ability, my friend. They don't know what you're capable of. They don't know what you can do. So you find a way to push through. You find a way to keep going, because nobody can tell you anything when you're the one who dragged yourself out the dark. When you're the one who dragged yourself back into the light, my friend. They have no business in your business. So you keep going.
We all gonna go through it. We all have to go through it, including myself. I'm gonna tell you something. When you are doing everything in your power to be the best makeup of yourself, it's always gonna be an adversary that's gonna try to take that away from you. Now, the best way you can overcome this is having the faith. Now, it doesn't matter what you believe in, as long as it's something that's positive, that's gonna get you through it.
Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you gotta walk into and the tables you gotta sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain could make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
I'm sick right now, my friends. That can't stop the grind. In a world where everybody is self-comfortable and lazy, why don't you be the one to get uncomfortable? Why don't you be the one to take on the challenge? Why don't you be the one to never give up? Why don't you be the one to never stop? Why don't you be the one to never give up?